I'm Nicola Tillman. I'm here at Microsoft Research together with my colleague.
I'm Michał Moskal.
And we are going to talk about a new project that we are doing, Touch Studio. So Michał, what was the first computer you ever had?
I think it was Commodore 64.
And what did you do with it?
Well, I used to play some games on it, but I actually also used to program it. That was, I think, the first thing that I did on it. I actually got a simple program.
Alright, was similar for me. I also had such a computer and I played games, I programmed it. And what's going to be the computing device, the first computing device people have in the future? It's going to be something like this, maybe a Windows Phone. And what can we do with it? We already know that we can play games. I've played many games. But we can do so much more. And that's what we're going to show you here now. Touch Studio is an app. You install it from the marketplace. Then you can just launch it. It's a cool animation.
There we go. Script your phone.
So there's lots of help pages.
They go here and here and so forth. But the first one actually lets you go and try it. Let's do that.
So it's starting up. What is this?
This is going to the songs in your on your phone and looking for the ones that are shorter than 6 seconds. There isn't probably going to be many of those. And then posts them to the wall. So let's see how it does look like. That's your execution wall. That's what it means to post it to the wall, right? That's like the console. And each different, you know, thing that you can post to the wall defines how it shows up. And for example, for the songs, it shows you the artwork and it lets you play it.
That's great music.
Yeah, it's not exactly a music, but let's go on.
Can we do something with graphics?
Yeah, let's add a new action.
It's empty.
It's empty, right? So we want to do some graphics, right? So we need to start with some sort of canvas. So I go and add a new statement. And it's showing me where it's going to show the statement. So I want to create a new canvas and assign it to some local variable. So where do we go to create? Well, a canvas is in media. So we need to create a picture. That's what the canvas is. And it creates a picture, 480 pixels by 800.
So let's draw some text on that.
Let's do that. I have now clicked, I have now tapped on the screen, and it zooms in. And that makes it easier to select the statement, right? So I want to select this statement and now add something below it. The other options that I have, I could edit it and cut and so forth. But I want to add something below it, right? So I go here. I go to the picture, and I want to draw some text on it, right?
Yes.
There is no option here to draw the text, which is why I need to go here to the three dots more. There are more options what I can do with the picture. And there it goes. There is draw text. And it also tells me that it requires the left top coordinates. Left top coordinates, the text to draw, the font size, the A angle, and the color, I think. So let's draw it at 0, 0. I can use the cursor to move it. I can also kind of like tap it to move the cursor. So I'm going to edit the text, right? So there is the button to edit the text. Go back.
One more.
Touch.
No.
Studio.
It autocorrects.
Yeah, okay. That's what the phone does. Now, I want slightly bigger font size. 12 is very, very small. So let's make it 80.
The number pad?
There it is, our number pad, right? Go away.
So I think it wants one more parameter.
Here, the next parameter is the angle of rotation, and the final parameter is the color. It actually says here an RGB color. And you can actually get help by tapping here, and then it shows you the help, what parameters does it take, and so forth. So let's tap, let's put the color in here. I delete whatever it put there, it doesn't make any sense. And where do I go? Oh, I go to colors. And say I put it in green. Right? If I would run it now, it doesn't do anything. It says finished, so the script execution is finished. So what I need to, I have created a picture and put something on it, but I also need to post it to the wall. So let's do that. Add a statement after it. I go to the picture and I say post wall. And
cool.
It is. Tab Studio, it says in green, as expected.
Can we make it flash in random colors?
Sure. Okay, so let's introduce a new statement at the end. So again, I tap once and I tap again to select. And I put a new statement below it, and that's going to be a while do loop. It needs to go forever, so I just put true as the condition. And I go out of here, I cannot edit the body here, right? I need to go out of here. And now, what do I want as the body? I essentially want that draw text in there, right? So I'm just going to tap it, select it, cut it from here.
Oh, you have copy and paste.
Yes, and I'm going to paste it here.
Good, but random color.
Yeah, so let's edit it. I go and edit it. I did the green. And then I go, what options do I have with colors? I could create one from RGB and take someone. Oh, but there is actually a method to do the random color already here. Okay. Now, after I do that, I need to wait for a while because otherwise I wouldn't really see it flashing.
Too fast?
Yeah. So I go here, I insert a new expression, and go, I want the phone to sleep for 0.1 second. There we go.
Cool. Can you make
it flashing?
Rotate and move over the screen?
Okay. So to do that, I'm going to introduce a local variable before the loop. So here I say assignment, and I put a new local variable, and I start at 0. And I'm going to actually go to that local variable and rename it. Let's call it I. Right. There we go. Get the variable. Now we edit the statement. And instead of putting it at 0, 0, we put it at I. And the angle is also going to be I. So that's angle in degrees. It's going to rotate. And now we need to increment it, right?
Yeah.
So
I guess
after printing it,
yeah,
we are going to go and say I gets I plus 1.
Or maybe five.
Yeah. One isn't so much. Run it.
Wow.
Well, it is rotating.
So to make it really personal, could we start from one of my pictures on the phone?
Yeah.
Or maybe even take a new picture?
Yeah, let's take a picture.
Nobody has that kind of app yet.
So before that, what do you do? Before that, at the beginning, we need to take a picture, right? So we go here, maybe to the phone.
So everything the phone can do, I can do from Touch Studio?
Quite a bit. And we are working on adding more stuff. Sensors, here it is. Camera, microphone, other sensors. So I go to sensors. And camera picture, gets the picture that was taken by Snap Picture. So there should be Snap Picture somewhere. Snap camera picture. There it is. Okay. Now I have taken the picture, and instead of creating a new picture, I want to use the picture that I have just taken. Right. Media. No, it's not media. I need to go to those sensors and camera picture. There it is.
So I see something new here. There's a dotted line under Snap camera picture.
Yeah, it means that your application will get thumbstone, so it will get suspended while this thing is running. So at this point, the camera app will start, and then the Touch Studio will resume, and the Touch Studio makes sure to resume your state so that you can continue running, right? So let's try to run it. I take a picture. few guys. I say accept. We go here. There it is. There is a rotating piece of text on the picture.
Wow. And we did all of that in just 3 minutes.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
So, everyone, you can now go to the marketplace, download Touch Studio. It's our first version out there for Microsoft Research. And we have much more that we want to do. It's just the beginning.
Exactly. It's just the beginning.